Good morning.
早晨。
It's almost afternoon.
或者我应该讲午安啊。
And I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning.
我今朝咧八点钟已经嚟到贵教会。
And almost this being here today reminds me of my trip to China.
我嚟到呢度咧，好似令我谂翻起我最近去过中国。
In May and June, we took our third trip to China.
在今年的五月和六月、啊、我去过中国这个地方。
To visit students.
我去探望一些、啊、过往来过这里的留学生。
To speak in some churches.
也都在不同的教会里面来到分享神的话语。
And the only way we could survive is translators.
最刺激的就是、啊就是有翻译的事关。
The people that would help us.
啊，那些翻译能够帮助我们将神的话语来到传开。
Tomorrow I will be 69 years old.
明日呢我就是69岁的了。
And, thank you. And, I feel still young.
我仍然是充满活力的。
At my house I have 7 bikes.
在我家里面有7架单车。
So if you come to have food in our house, then I also take you for a bike ride.
所以如果你来到我家、啊、享用圣物的时候，我会同你出去踩下单车添。
Even though I had an operation 2 years ago with a new knee.
虽然我个膝头啊喺两年前有个嘅动过手术啊换过。
Because of the new knee, I can bike 25 kilometers.
而家我有新嘅膝头盖嘅话，我可以踩25公里 ,25 kilometers.
Yeah, yeah.So don't be afraid to get a new knee.
啊，所以唔使惊啊！如果你哋膝头有问题
，I'm thankful that I can serve God.
我感谢神，我仍然可以侍奉神。
And it was about 13 years ago that I was in contact with this church because of your pastor.
喺13年前，我就有机会嚟到接触到我哋呢位我哋嘅教会。
Sabrina.
啊 ，Sabrina 白春芬传道。
She was a friend from Bible school.
佢系我喺草原圣经神学院嘅同学。
And when I went to work with international students in Kamloops, he said, "I think I should support you because you helped me when I was in Bible school."
当我喺13年前喺金鹿市啊开有呢个国际学生嘅工作嘅时候，Sabrina 白珍芬话好，我都好愿意嚟到帮翻你。因为过往你读书嘅时候帮过我
，and she introduced me to this church，
就系佢嚟到引荐我嚟到去认识贵教会。
And then some of the people from this church went to Kamloops to help us。
亦都我哋当中有啲嘅年青人吓，有啲嘅弟兄姊妹去到金鹿市嚟到协助佢哋。
Now I'm in Vancouver，
但系而家我已经搬咗嚟温哥华啦。
4 years ago we came here，
喺四年前我搬咗嚟温哥华。
And again your church has been involved with us。
但你的教会亦都一路都系有喺我哋嘅事工里边有参与。
You pray and you give, but also you provide food.
你哋唔单止喺祷告喺奉献里边支持我哋，好多时你哋都煮美好嘅食物嚟到招呼呢啲嘅国际学生。
Kamloops is too far to bring food, but now we are at SFU.
我哋如果喺金鹿市咧就好远嘅吓，你哋嘅食物攞唔到去啊，好困难。
So,
但系因为喺而家喺西门菲沙大学，所以就近好多。
So you can bring food to our university, and the students will come because they love food.
因为我哋嘅国际学生系非常好喜欢啊中国嘅食物。
13 years ago, I asked myself, how can I make an impact for the kingdom of God the rest of my life?
喺13年前，我喺神面前咁样嚟到发出咁嘅一个问题。我究竟喺神嘅角度里边，喺我而家嘅光景，我能够起到啲咩嘅作用呢
？How can I reach the world？
我点样嘅能够去将呢个福音嚟到带到去俾全地
？What does God want me to do？
神究竟系点样用得着我呢
？And God opened the door with international students。
神就系开咗呢道门啊，对我嚟讲，开咗呢个国际学生呢个事工嘅门。
First in Kamloops。
首先就喺金鹿市。
Now in Vancouver。
而家就嚟到温哥华。
But now I'm not by myself. We have a wonderful team。
而家唔单止系我喺里边有参与， 我亦都有一个对工，要同我一齐同工。
And many churches，
同埋好多嘅教会。
But you are the first church in Vancouver。
我哋本来俾众恩堂嘅第一间嘅教会嚟到参与佢哋嘅事工。
But we give God the praise。
我哋将荣耀归翻俾神。
We have a literature table in the auditorium。
我哋喺嗰度有个书摊喺副堂嗰度。
We have newsletters where you can follow us。My trip to China, and I have another trip coming to Asia, starting next month.
咁我咧又有啲有唔同嘅刊物啦，亦都有佢哋祷告嘅通讯啦，亦都有记载咗佢五六月间去个中国呢个 trip 啦。下一个月咧，佢会再翻去中国。
We were just going to plan to go to India.
哦，唔单止咁，佢仲会去印度。
Because I have not been in India for many years.
佢已经冇喺印度有好多年嘅时间。
And we were married in India 43 years ago.
喺43年前，佢与 Heather 就喺印度嚟到结婚嘅。
So we want to go back.
所以佢好想翻去。
But some students heard that I was going to India, so they asked me to go to Japan, and they asked me to go to Korea, and other people asked me to go to Thailand. So now we're going to five nations.
哇！而家佢下个月去咧，唔单止去印度。又去日本，又去韩国，又去
five
nation， 总共有五个地方。泰国 ，is it Thailand too？
Yeah， Thailand。
Thailand。
Singapore。
同埋新加坡。
So pray for us。
为我哋祷告。
Pray for my wife that she can keep up。
为佢嘅太太嚟祷告 ，Heather。
We want to share and help on people in those countries。
佢好希望能够与。当地过往喺呢度嘅留学生嚟到有好嘅沟通分享嘅机会。
We're praying for some funds for the trip。
佢求神为佢嚟到喺经费上嘅预备喺呢个旅程。
And your missions committee has just decided to help us。
我哋嘅差传部亦都系承诺会系要支持佢部分嘅经费。
So thank you so much。
好多谢你哋。
But we're still short of our goal。We're still short。
我哋仍然都有啲嘅欠缺。
So pray that God will supply the rest。
我哋仰望神，神系会必然会供应我哋。
We have some free books and videos at the back here. Like this is in Chinese。
我哋有一啲嘅免费嘅书籍同埋一啲嘅录影带。咁呢本咧就系讲到关于游子吟。
To help you to share the gospel with people who speak Mandarin.
特别是向一些讲普通话的对象来到传福音的。
I don't speak Mandarin.
我不讲普通话的。
But I can say I love China.
但我能够讲我非常的爱我们中国人。
我爱中华。
我爱中华。
And I have Jesus movies in Chinese and different languages.
我有耶稣传是用中文的同埋其他嘅语言所讲嘅。
And this one is many Chinese languages. Cantonese, Hakka, Mandarin, different languages.
里面有粤语、英语、福州话、客家话、普通话、上海话、闽南话、维吾尔话。
They're free!
呢啲系一啲嘅我哋鼓励系免费嘅嚟到俾一啲慕道嘅朋友。
God can use you to share the gospel.
神可以透过呢啲工具你要将福音带俾一啲未得嘅群体。
And here in this booklet are some stories of international students.
呢度系有一啲国际学生嘅佢哋一啲嘅见证啊，嗰本嘅小册子。
Let us go to our message this morning.
我哋翻到去今日我哋所睇嘅经文。
We're learning from the New Testament church.
我哋从新约个教会里边所学习到嘅地方。
Paul is writing in 2 Corinthians.
保罗喺哥林多后书里面来到在这里讲这段的说话。
He has many problems and pressures, trials, and even he came close to death.
在这段经文里面第一章三至十节里面讲到保罗面对很多的困难很多的冲击很多的考验甚至到 去到一个地步差不多是死亡。
In verse 9,
在第九节
He said he says in our hearts we felt the sentence of death.
他说自己心里必断定是必死的。
He was very close to dying.
他非常的接近死亡的边缘。
When I was in the hospital with my knee, I thought I was going to die.
当我上次在医院接受这个膝部的手术的时候，我都认为可能我会死去。
But Paul, I think, was more close to dying.
但是比翻起保罗，我算不得什么啊。
But what was the purpose of his problems?
但是究竟什么原因会令到保罗引发这些这样的问题呢？这些困难呢？
He says it happens, he had these sufferings only for one reason, for to share the gospel of Christ.
他的受苦只是为了一个原因，就是很希望能够将这个福音要传开。
He wanted everyone to know about Jesus.
他希望每一个人都有机会来信主。
And when I went to China, I took books and I took videos and I want everyone to know about Jesus.
当我去中国的时候，我带着很多的书，很多的录影带，很多的录音DVD， 很希望能够将这个福音来带给未信的中国人。
But suffering happened. Opposition happened.
但是在那个时候有很多的反对或者很多的攻击。
And Paul says there are two reasons.
有两个理由。
One is that he would not trust himself, but he would trust in God.
他的依靠不是再依靠自己，是单单仰望神。
Verse 9.
在第九节。
This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God.
叫我们第九节这样说，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
It's so easy to trust in our own abilities.
很多时候我们很容易信了我们自己的能力。
I am from Holland.
我是从荷兰来的。
I've been taught that we have to do everything ourselves.
我自细就是这样被教导，什么都要自己做。
We even have a saying, God helps those who help themselves.
我们有一个讲法，就是神能够帮助那些他自己能够帮助自己的人。
But that's not true.
这个不对的。
God helps those who trust Him.
神是能够帮助那些是信靠仰望祂的人。
We learn to trust Him when we reach the end of ourselves.
我们要学习来到仰望依靠。
When I came to Vancouver, I did not know what to do.
当我来到温哥华的时候，我不知道怎样做。
We had no workers.
我们没有同工。
There are so many universities.
但是有很多的大学。
That causes me to be afraid.
令到我都有啲嘅担心。
And trust and say to God, only God can do this.
我咁样同神嚟讲，神啊，唯有你先能够帮到我。
And Paul also shared that this happened so that he could share his sufferings with the Christians.
所以喺保罗，因为有呢啲嘅经历，受苦嘅经历，所以佢能够安慰到其他受苦嘅喺苦难里边嘅信徒。
We can share our joys with you so that you can be joyful.
所以我哋亦都能够将我哋嘅喜乐同大家嚟到分享，以致一同。
We can share our blessings so you can be blessed.
我哋一同分享喺主里边蒙到嘅福分，与其他人嚟到分享。
We can share our struggles so you can struggle with us.
我哋都会同人哋嚟到分享我哋喺主里边嘅一啲嘅挣扎，一啲嘅冲击。
We share together.
我哋能够彼此嘅分享。
We pray for this church.
我哋。为着你哋，你要祈祷。
As you seek to serve God，
我哋要切慕嚟到去侍奉佢。
Then in Colossians there is two other passages where Paul gives the tells about the church being an example。
另外喺哥罗西书第一章三至八节里边，亦都讲到保罗佢自己嘅榜样。
In Colossians the church had an example of their deep faith in God。
在哥罗西的教会，他们有着一个很深厚的对神的信心。
They loved all the saints.
他是很爱主的圣徒。
Why do I love the Chinese people?
为什么我这么爱中国的朋友？
I'm not Chinese.
我不是中国人。
But God loves them.
但是神爱他们。
Maybe he loves them more than the Dutch because he made more of them.
佢神可能爱中国人比较多啲，因为我哋睇到中国嘅人口有咁多，比荷兰更多。
Amen，
阿门。
And in Thessalonians we find a church that was a model for all the churches。
我哋睇到呢个系哥罗西嘅教会成为众教会嘅榜样。
They were suffering too。
佢哋都喺苦难里边。
They lost their jobs。
佢哋失去嘅工作。
Many people tried to stop them.
好多人嚟到去阻止佢哋。
But the gospel was going everywhere.
但係福音繼續嘅嚟到傳開。
So they were a great example.
佢哋係一個好好嘅榜樣。
So why did I go to China?
點解我要去中國呢？
One reason was to experience the house churches of China.
我係好想體驗一下家庭教會當中佢哋聚會嘅情況。
To learn from them.
從當中嚟到學習。
To see how they're the challenge of them living their faith in a different country.
我哋好想去到中間，知道佢哋嘅困難、佢哋嘅考驗、佢哋嘅挑戰，我哋從中學習到一啲功課。
So these are some of my impressions. My next point is that my impressions that I received in China.
呢個係我喺呢個中國呢個旅程裏邊我個人嘅感受。
First one is the ongoing challenge.
呢個第一點就係、是、有不斷。有佢嘅挑戰同埋考驗。
If you pray for us,
如果你為我哋禱告嘅時候
，pray for the students when they go back to their country.
特別要為一啲嚟呢度從中國嚟呢度嘅國際學生，佢哋將翻到去中國呢個地方。
It's totally different to serve Christ in China than in North America.
呢個係絕對喺唔同嘅好唔同嘅環境同埋考驗啊，對佢哋嚟講。
What will happen to them?
因為翻到去之後。会发生啲咩事情呢
？They are new Christians.
佢哋只不过系一啲初信嘅基督徒。
There are many false cults.
喺当中有好多嘅异端。
It's easy for Satan is trying to stop the work that God started.
撒旦好想败坏呢啲初信嘅佢哋嘅信心。
My friend Mike lives in Beijing.
我嘅朋友阿 Mike 佢喺北京嚟住嘅。
He came to Canada for 1 year.
佢嚟。温哥华一年嘅时间
，he met our club at UBC。
佢嚟到我哋喺UBC 个 focus club。
He read the whole Bible in 6 months。
喺六个月里边，佢睇全篇嘅圣经就睇过一篇。
He became a Christian。
佢成为一个基督徒。
He wanted to share his love for Christ to everyone。
佢好热切嘅将。神嘅爱愿意同人嚟到分享。
So in Beijing, he goes back to China and he goes to a church.
所以佢翻到去北京嘅时候，佢参加一间教会嘅聚会。
It's a government-controlled church.
呢个系三次嘅教会。
He says to the pastor, "I don't like this church."
佢同牧师讲，佢话我唔系好喜欢呢个教会。
You have a camera there taking pictures of everybody.
佢哋有好多嘅闭路电视嘅镜头。影住晒。
I'm a party member. I do not want the government to know I'm going to church.
我系共产党嘅党员，但系我唔想俾政府知道我参加教会嘅聚会。
So the pastor took out the camera and he put a small camera.
所以个牧师咧就将啲大嘅摄录嘅镜头攞走咗，但系换过啲微型嘅摄录嘅镜头喺度。
But now he's still not happy.
佢仍然唔系好开心。
He's looking for a house church.
佢好喺盼望去到一啲嘅家庭教会里边。
These are the challenges we face。
呢啲就系好多嘅考验对佢哋挑战。
Second point is the social struggles。
第二点就系呢啲喺社会嘅阶层嘅冲击。
In China, there is much corruption, materialism, and pressure to get ahead。
喺中国里边吓，我哋知道好多嘅贪污，好多嘅腐败啊，贿赂啊。亦都系物质嘅主义泛滥。
A survey was taken by what people across the world by what they thought would measure success。
喺全世界做过喺一个统计系关于成功嗰方面嘅。
34% said that they would measure success by what they owned, the car, the house。
有34% 嘅人巴仙嘅人认为我成功咧，系靠我拥有啲乜嘢？我有咩嘅揸咩车？我有咩嘅房子嘅几大嚟到证明我系咪一个成功
？In China, it was 71%。
但系喺中国嚟讲，这个比例系71%。
So many people feel burdened by pressure to make money and be successful。
所以有好多嘅人喺中国里边，佢哋有咁嘅压力需要。去追求财富物质。
Even my friend Mike in Beijing, he after supper he goes back to work and works till midnight.
所以佢個朋友 Mike 喺北京嘅呢個 Mike， 好多時佢做工啊，要做到半夜嘅時間。
So they have a big struggle.
佢哋有非常大嘅衝擊。
But there's also spiritual hunger.
但亦都有一啲屬靈嘅渴求。
There's many in the house churches I visited. I spoke at 3 house churches in Nanjing, Suzhou, and Qinwendao.
Bert 曾經喺三處嘅家庭教會裏邊聚會，喺南京、蘇州
and Qinwendao and Suzhou and Nanjing.
南京。
These house churches, I saw the hunger they have for God.
我睇到喺當中有好多人對神話語嘅渴慕。
Some of the people in those house churches came to Canada and they found Jesus here and now they're in those house churches.
有啲家庭教會嚟嘅朋友嚟到加拿大，後來佢哋讀完書又翻去，都係去繼續參加呢啲嘅家庭教會。
One house church in Qinwendao, a small group of young people, university students, high school students, they spent 8:30 till noon hour just listening to God's word and praying and worshiping God.
哇！嗰度嘅年青人非常之嘅犀利，佢哋由八點幾至到中午嘅時間啊，咁嚟到去聽神嘅話語。
Then they had lunch and they spent the whole afternoon asking questions.
但係完咗食完午飯之後，佢花咗成個下晝嚟到發問對聖經唔明白嘅地方。
They waited till we had to go to the train station at 5:00 and they took us to the train station.
哇！佢哋令到佢差唔多 miss 咗佢哋火車嘅時間啊！好悶啊，先趕去火車站。
They spent the whole day with us.
佢哋花咗成日嘅時間。
They wanted to learn as much as they could.
佢哋盡量爭取時間學習神嘅話。
Spiritual hunger.
佢哋喺屬靈嗰方面係一個飢渴。
Also impact and gratitude.
另外就係喺當中有好多嘅影響對佢哋。
Many of people we met in China. Some of them are Christian believers, some non-believers. They had been in Canada, but they all shared that we had made an impact on their lives.
佢哋嚟過喺加拿大生活啊，佢哋都受到好多喺呢邊嘅信徒啊，包括阿 Bert 同埋佢哋嘅事工嘅弟兄姊妹參與人，俾到佢哋好多嘅好嘅影響。
They talked about how the church in Canada helped them.
佢哋講到翻到去講到。呢度好多嘅教会点样去帮助佢哋
？They had many good memories.
佢哋有好多美好嘅回忆。
They treated me so well.
佢话喺呢度教会嘅弟兄姊妹对佢哋非常之好。
We were spoiled in China.
佢话佢系喺呢度咧，系 spoil 咗啊。
But it's because also the workers that God has given us that are working on the university.
亦都即系系因为好多嘅同工嘅就嚟要参与。亦都对佢哋有好多嘅影响。
People like Angus Chan who came from this church，
好似喺在座中间出嚟嘅有一个叫 Angus。
And now we have another sister who is just the new worker on SFU campus。
另外，我哋有一个新嘅啊喺西门菲沙大学服侍嘅一个姊妹啊，新嘅姊妹。
We want to introduce you to her。
我哋好想介绍俾你大家认识。
大家中午好，我叫 Jillian。咁我依家就係想分享大家做咩我会选择同International Student Ministry 全职侍奉嘅原因啦。咁我係新加坡嚟嘅，咁我19岁嚟到加拿大嗰时我自己都係留学生。嗰时呢虽然我已经接受咗神，但係我另外嘅生命就好似海一般咁冇咩想成长。咁作为一个留学生呢，因为爹地妈咪是咁远的地方send 到我嚟呢度加拿大，同埋呢就同埋用咗好多钱嚟供我读书，所以觉得自己俾自己好多压力要做得好好啦。就是因为咁样呢咁第二年嘅中期考试我咁啱係第一次有一科唔合格。就因为嗰一科唔合格咧，觉得好似成个人好似好渺茫咁样，咁变咗有咗忧郁症。但系咧真系好感谢神啦，因为就系 嗰个时间呢，去有一位兄弟鼓励我，去提醒我呢，除咗神以外呢，我係唔得靠自己，要靠佢嘅。所以就嗰时呢，我就好诚心咁样求神扭转我嘅情况。咁靠住神嘅恩典呢，我喺末期考试嗰陣呢，嗰一科竟然攞到个 B。咁因为攞到个 B 就好开心嘛，就变咗好诚心好热心嘅向虽然嗰时系仲系做緊学生，但系好热心嘅向 Campus Crusade 嘅学生团契嗰度侍奉。咁因为喺嗰度侍奉嗰时呢，夏天呢可以去 mission trip 嘅，咁就有机会去到一个穆斯林国家做侍奉两个月。喺嗰度呢认识到一位将军嘅女，咁虽然我哋识嘅时间唔系好耐呢，但系我哋差一点见证到佢接受耶稣。但系因为佢系将军嘅女，佢系一个穆斯林人，所以佢就好驚，然之后呢佢就冇接受耶稣。但系佢有讲到一句令我慈心难忘嘅一句话，就系佢讲：Julian， 以后咧，依家我唔接受耶稣，但系以后我去咗美国读书嗰时咧，我会接受耶稣。咁佢嗰句话真系深深刻到我心里啦，俾我认识到，虽然喺嗰度佢哋冇嗰个自由啊，一系机会听到耶稣，但系如果佢哋嚟到呢度同我一样做留学生嗰时咧，佢哋可以喺呢个好有自由嘅环境嗰度认识而接受耶稣。所以我都系立志咗爱做全职侍奉。所以当我毕业嗰时咧，我第一年就翻去 Simon Fraser University 做全职侍奉。咁嗰阵时咧，唔知你哋记唔记得咧？我有嚟呢度 share 过，咁你哋都系有支持我嘅。咁之后咧，我就去咗中国三年做侍奉。近排今年咧，神叫我同我先生翻嚟加拿大。咁翻嚟加拿大，我就想，我应该向边度侍奉咧？咁啱返到嚟两个礼拜就遇到 Bert， 咁 Bert 就请我去 Simon Fraser 嗰度个团契睇下。咁嗰度去咗团契嗰时呢，睇到好多中国啊、台湾啊、香港嚟嘅学生呢，就俾我諗起我向中国侍奉嗰时见到嗰啲学生嘅需要，同埋呢记得返自己19岁嗰时嚟到加拿大嗰中孤单啊，冇人帮忙嗰啲咁嘅 feeling 呢全部返嚟。所以就决定咗同 International Student Ministry 做侍奉向 Simon Fraser 嗰度同国际留学生做同工啊。咁作为ISMC 嘅全职侍奉呢，我哋需要为我哋嘅开支啊、月薪啊筹款。咁好感谢神呢，虽然我淨係筹咗几个月，但係我已经筹到 72%。咁我喺 Simon Fraser 呢係依家嘅新嘅position。岗位是做 director 的。咁做如果我做全职呢，我需要筹到 80% 以上的筹款。所以我想讲在座的各位呢，如果你想多了解我向学院的事工啊同埋筹款的细节呢，你可以喺你嘅座位度啊，一间去服堂嗰度，你可以写低你嘅联络方式，咁我可以再联络你 share 我嘅事工啊。咁同埋咧，如果你想知道点样为我哋祈祷咧，你都可以写翻你嘅 email 俾我嘅，又系喺呢张纸嗰度写你嘅 email 俾我，咁我可以 email 俾你我哋嘅。要有咩祈祷嘅需要啦。好似讲下，如果你哋攞到呢张纸呢，今日咁有祈祷呢，就係讲呢个礼拜呢都係有一个学生啱啱接受神，都真係好感谢神啦。咁而家呢，我就想介绍另外一个我哋 Focus Club 嘅一个学生。
大家好啊，咁我叫 Rapson， 咁咧我系香港嚟嘅，咁嚟咗温哥华呢度差唔多一年啦，咁我而家就喺 SFU 嗰度读紧呢个环境嘅专业嘅。
哦，咁 Rapson 你系点认识到 Focus Club 噶？
系，咁其实我一开始咧系参加咗另外一个 club 啦，咁咧就系、是、一个 conversation club 嚟嘅，咁系一开始其实我系想揾一啲。即系练习我英文嘅机会啦，因为其实你哋都知喺温哥华呢度咧，你系可以唔需要讲英文都生存到嘅。咁咧，但系咧，如果系咁嘅话咧，咁我就觉得我嘥咗父母摆咁多金钱啊、时间啊，将我由香港啊 send 到嚟呢度读书咯。咁所以我就 join 咗嗰个 club 啦。咁但系因为人手不足嘅关系，佢哋喺今个学期咧就关闭咗。但系佢哋咧就推介我去 join 呢个 focus club 啦。佢就话咧，佢首先呢个系一个英文 conversation 嘅 club 啦。咁所以你会练习到你嘅英文，同时啦，你都会有更多嘅机会啦去了解神啊，认识神。仲有咧就系佢哋会提供免费嘅晚餐。多谢晒你哋啊！系啦。
咁 Rapson， 你嚟咗几个月，你学到啲咩啊？
咁如果在座各位有去过香港嘅话，其实会感觉到香港系一个好物质主义嘅地方啦。人与人之间嗰种关系好似只系得钱啦。但系如果你有去过 Focus Club 嘅话咧，你会感受到人与人之间嗰种爱啦。咁所以我喺 Focus Club 入面咧，我学识咗点样去爱其他人啦。同时，其实如果不计付出嘅话，有阵时你会得到更多嘅收获嘅。
OK， 唔该 Rapson， 唔该大家。Okay.
This gives you a little taste of what God is doing.
我嘗試下俾大家淺嘗一下究竟神喺中間嘅作為。
God is at work.
神係工作緊嘅。
This is God's work.
呢個係神嘅。
He's bringing these students like Rapson from Hong Kong.
神帶領咗呢個留學生從香港嚟到呢度讀書。
And many of them are coming to our club.
亦都好多嚟到我哋嘅呢個會嗰度。
Pray that many more churches will get involved.
我哋祈祷盼望神能够兴起更多嘅教会嚟去参与。
Pray for people like Jillian. We now have, I came by myself 5 years ago. Now we have 12 workers on 6 campuses.
我哋求神呢位差派工人嘅主，佢差派更多嘅工人嚟到参与呢个国际学生嘅工作。
This week we just started a new ministry at Langara University.Angus Chan has been part of that from your church.
喺从呢个礼拜开始，我哋喺Langara 呢个社区学院，亦都我哋开始呢个国际学生嘅工作。
There are thousands of these students.
喺当中亦都有几千嘅留学生。
They're so open to everything.
佢哋好开放吓对信仰嘅方面。
Pray they will be open to God.
我哋祈祷佢哋有咁嘅愿意寻求。
So in the last part of this message, we had several other points about the house churches.
我哋有其他嘅有几点讲到关于家庭教会嘅方面。
The challenges that these house churches face. Number two point.
喺第二个基本嘅挑战呢啲嘅家庭教会。
They desperately need leaders in China.
佢哋非常非常嘅需要一啲嘅领袖兴起。
Many of these leaders have very little training.
好多时佢哋当中嘅领袖系缺少咗训练。
Then in my third point, we can learn from the urban church in China.
系第三点我哋从呢啲家庭教会学习到啲咩咧
？The church again in China is again facing some persecution and suffering.
喺当中佢哋面对。有好多嘅逼迫，甚至系迫害。
They got so popular and so big in one area in China that the government felt threatened.
所以佢哋发展佢嘅事工发展得好快，好多人有机会信主，但系政府亦都系有好多嘅拦阻。
But we must expect suffering.
但系我哋亦都会期待系会有为主嚟受苦。
When look at what's happening in the world today.
我哋放眼睇呢个世界。
Suffering all over the world.
苦难系喺世界每一个角落。
When they suffer, we suffer.
当佢哋受苦嘅时候，我哋亦都会受到影响。
We must pray for them.
我哋要为到佢哋嚟。
It has helped me to understand the church in China.
我们希望我们更多人是关心在中国里面的教会。
In the last part of my speech, I'd like to talk about China's dream versus God's dream.
我们在最后想跟大家分享是关于中国的梦和神的梦。
The president of China has come up with a new slogan. Grab the China dream. This is the China dream.
中国的国家主席习近平，他有一个中国的梦。
What is it?
是什么来的呢？
Most people don't even know.
很多人都不知道。
But in the papers, they will tell you that part of the dream is to make China prosperous, powerful, proud.
他们的梦想，中国梦的梦想就是很希望中国是富强，是很繁荣，是很壮大强大的国家。
Surpassing the United States to become the greatest power.
能够取替了中国成为一个超级的大国。
But those are only humanistic dreams.
这些只不过是一些的人，一些的想法。
They focus on the power of man.
他们只是注重了一些的人，或者的权力，或者的国家的强大。
What about God's dream?
但是神的梦是什么来的呢？
God has a dream.
神有一个梦想。
For China.
他对中国有这个梦想。
For us.
对我们。
For this church.
对我们这间教会。
He has a dream for Jillian now that she is now full-time helping international students because once she was international student.
神对 Jillian 也都有这个一个梦想。以前他是留学生，但是他现在能够成为神的仆人，在大学里面侍奉。
We have a dream that we will empower international students to impact the world.
我们有一个梦想， IFMC 是希望能够巩固这些国际学生，以至要影响这个世界。
We have a dream that all international students will have a chance to hear God's love.
我们有一个梦想是能够福音是临到每一个从外地来这里的留学生。
When I came here 5 years ago, my dream that we would start on 10 campuses.
在五年前我来到搬来温哥华的时候，我希望能够在十个这个大学里这个校园里面来到建立这个事工。
This was the dream in 5 years, 5-year plan.
这个是五年的计划，五年内在十个据点里面有这个事工。
We only are on 6 campuses. Only 6.
Up to now.
Up to now.
在目至到目前我们只是有六个据点。
And this is my 5th year.
这个是我第五年。
And next year I'll be 70.
明年我就已经70了。
I am slowing down.
我就都要年纪关系都要慢下来了。
But God, praise God for the workers He's given us.
但是我们感谢神，因为神兴起更多年轻的工人。
This is part of the dream.
这个就是神梦想的一部分。
God has a dream.
神有这个梦想。
He had a dream for my family when we came here from Holland.
神在 Bert 的家庭从荷兰搬到来加拿大。
I want to follow God's dream.
我好愿意跟随神呢个梦。
Will you follow God's dream?
你哋愿唔愿意跟随神呢个梦？
He has a plan.
佢有个计划。
He wants to see the kingdom of God extended from this church.
佢好希望透过我哋能够将神嘅国度嚟到伸展。
He wants to do more and more, more than we can even ask or expect.
神好希望透过我哋做更大嘅事。
I'm going to Asia in 2 weeks.
在两个礼拜后，我会再翻到去中国。
I want to follow God's dream.
我好希望能够跟随神有呢个梦想。
His dream is for the nations.
佢嘅梦想系希望万人得救。
Pray for us.
为我哋祷告。
We pray for you.
我哋会为大家
嚟祈祷。Let us pray.
我哋一同祷告。
Thank you, God, for this great opportunity to follow you.
我哋好多谢神俾我。这个机会来到有机会来到跟随你。
We can learn from the churches in other countries.
我们能够可以透过出去的体验，能够从众教会里面学习到不同的功课。
We can learn from the New Testament.
我哋从新约嘅教会里边有学习。
How Paul was not afraid to die; he was willing to die for the cause of advancing the kingdom of God.
神用着保罗，佢至死忠心，为要将呢个福音嚟到传开。
You have given us a great work to do.
你赐俾我哋一个好伟大嘅使命。
Help us not to stop until you have accomplished that work at the end of our lives.
神啊，求你用着我哋嘅生命嚟到完成呢个工作。
We cannot slow down.
我哋唔能够慢落嚟。
We must keep our eyes on Jesus.
我哋仍然嘅嚟到仰望我哋嘅主。
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
佢就系我哋信心创始成终嘅主。
We pray for every family here.
我哋为着每一个家庭嚟到祷告。
That we would put you first in our lives.
我哋能够以基督为我哋首要嘅。
And your kingdom.
以你个国度为先。
Because that is the most important thing.
呢个系最重要嘅。
Not the China dream.
呢个唔系中国嘅梦。
Not my dream.
唔系我自己嘅梦想。
But God's dream.
系唯有系神。
In Jesus' name.
我哋奉主嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.